Bill McGregor here, checking in with NBA Sound System, and I've got all you need to watch on NBA League Pass this week. Our team of the week is the Houston Rockets, and there are three big reasons you should check them out. First off is reigning MVP James Harden. On Monday, in a win versus the Hawks, his streak of 32 games with 30-plus points came to an end, but Harden is still averaging over 40 points since mid-December. You're not going to want to miss out his historic scoring run. The second reason is his backcourt mate, Chris Paul. Paul delivered a crazy performance in a huge road win over Golden State on Saturday, and followed that with another solid game in the win against the Hawks. When he and Harden are clicking, the Rockets are a really scary team. Finally, big men Clint Capela and Kenneth Reed make the Rockets a must-watch team. With Harden and Paul handling things on the perimeter, things get really easy for those guys on the inside. Capella's coming back from injury, and Reed has re-emerged since signing with the team in late January. Those two bring high energy, play above the rim, and have a lot of loud finishes. There's plenty of other action to watch around the league as well. On Wednesday, Giannis and the Bucks travel to Sacramento to take on the Kings. You've got an MVP candidate taking on a fun young team who play at the league's fastest pace. On Friday, there are two games that have big playoff implications. First off, the Charlotte Hornets travel to take on the Brooklyn Nets. Yeah, there's an all-star point guard battle between D'Angelo Russell and Kemba Walker, but the Hornets look to stay in the playoff picture as they trail the Nets by a few games. Later on, the Clippers take on the Kings, two teams who are both in contention for the final playoff spots in the Western Conference. On Saturday, Oklahoma City travels to San Antonio. The last time the Thunder played in AT&T Center, it was a double overtime thriller, and LaMarcus Aldridge had a career-high 56 points in the Spurs win. You can catch all that and more this week on NBA League Pass. For NBA Sound System, I'm Gil McGregor signing off.
For this latest installment of The Roundup, I'm RC Davis. Steph Curry just wrapped up his duties as unofficial host of the NBA All-Star Weekend in his hometown of Charlotte. And little did anyone know, he and NBC late-night talk show host Jimmy Fallon had a few tricks up their sleeves when it came to dealing with all the media requests. Take a listen.
Guys, last night was the NBA All-Star Game, and one of the biggest plays everyone's talking about is Steph Curry's assist. Check this out. Let's just bounce pass. Watch. Doink. Doink. Oh, yeah. That was awesome. Doink. Yeah. Doink. We love Steph Curry here. So a couple weeks ago, we asked him to try something fun. We gave him three weird phrases and asked him to sneak them into the interviews he did over All-Star Weekend. So the phrases he had to sneak were Energizer Bunny, Flippin' Pancakes, and Wham Bam Can of Ham. Now, no one knew that we were gonna do this. It is time for Drop It In. Drop it in, drop it in, drop it in,
drop it in. By the time I got here Thursday morning to now, just kind of trying to get as much in as I can. Got to be like the Energizer Buddy, fight this fatigue. Ever since I touched down on the ground Thursday morning, I feel like I've been running crazy. You know, I got to be the Energizer Buddy this weekend, you know, trying to get through it all.
We've been having these back and forth competitions since we were kids, since we were flipping pancakes as youngins in Charlotte.
From the time I picked up a basketball, I knew like shooting was kind of second nature, like flipping pancakes for me.
And then that last one, it just looked good from the time it left her hand, and I was like, wham, bam, can of ham, that's going in. Wham, bam, can of ham, I'm out.
There you go, right there. How great is that?
Come on.
How great is
Come
that?
Come on.
That's Steph Curry, guy. Thank you so much to Steph Curry and the NBA. Wham, bam, can of ham. Oh, my gosh.
Speaking of the All-Star Weekend, comedian and actor Hasan Minhaj participated in the Celebrity Game to kick off the weekend, and he, too, appeared on The Tonight Show with Jimmy Fallon to talk about his, game.
I want to say I did see you at the NBA All-Star Game.
Yes.
And congrats on that.
Thank you.
Look at this.
Yeah.
Wow.
Not the All-Star Game, the Celebrity All-Star Game. I wasn't just like hooping with Steph. No.
No. This was like 2 days before.
Yeah.
In the afternoon.
But it's at
eight in the morning.
Yeah. You know, it's at 7 o'clock and it's the Ruffles Celebrity All-Star Game at Bojangles Arena. It was, that was the real arena.
Wow.
Yeah, Bojangles
Arena. Right?
No, but look, man, it's a big deal to me. Like 2 years ago, I got to play and I got crossed up by the kids from Stranger Things.
I do remember this.
And the audience was just like, they were like, oh, you got crossed up by a 10-year-old. And I'm like, first of all, Caleb is 15.
Thank you. Hello.
He plays a 10-year-old. And anyways, look, man, woman, child, minor.
Yeah.
You're going to get this work. I'm going at you.
Yes.
You and get so, one. Yeah, you get one shot.
You get one shot,
and
man.
This year, I was just like, I'm not passing the ball to anyone. No one is getting the ball, right? Like, one year, like, Mark Cuban. You know Mark Cuban, the owner of the Mavs? He's like, ball, 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 ball. He came around a screen. I'm like, Mark, look, you're a billionaire, but on these 94 feet, you're a weekend warrior like everybody else. I'm shooting.
Yes.
And so this year, I went down the lane. I'm not passing to anyone. I'm Brown Allen Iverson. I'm a volume shooter.
Brown Allen Iverson.
I go down the paint. I Euro step left, right, go left hand. I go down the lane, and then Asia Wilson just swats me, and the crowd goes nuts.
I mean,
and then I got memed, like, all over Twitter. This just became
all over Twitter. Dude, you not only got swatted, I mean, it was really...
Okay, it was disrespectful for two reasons. Number one, she bats it, and then she says, get that out of here. And I was like, Asia, this is a family-oriented game.
Yeah, this is a kid's...
the Ruffles celebrity game.
Yeah. And the kids from Stranger Things are 13 now.
Number two, you know, it's one thing to block me. She batted it into the rafters. Like, she got a block and a home run at the same time. It's just like... You get offensive.
But then...
And then I could just get roasted on Twitter. Everyone, oh, you got blocked by a girl. I'm like, really, Sanjay? You're 35 years old, and you work IT at Accenture. She's the WNBA Rookie of the Year. She sent my into the stands like she was making up for the gender pay gap. Just boom! Like, give me those 28 cents. I was like, Asia... Please.
I do want to say, also, they were kind of picking on you, even not just the crowd, but the announcers as well.
Oh, Jesus.
The announcers were picking...
No, no, Jimmy,
do we have a clip?
Don't do this clip.
I just don't... Well, I want to
show you. Don't do this clip. You don't have to do this.
Simon Oz going to pull it back and fire a three. I'll tell you what, I'd have taken my chances with Nicki Minaj on that one.
Are you serious?
All right, Mark.
Are you serious?
Oh, my God. Dude, you know, the announcers were even dogging on you.
Nikki could shoot.
Yeah, of course Nikki
could
shoot.
You don't know.
Nikki
could probably
that
shoot.
That was a decent air ball.
No. Jimmy, the form looked good.
Yes, okay.
I'll give you that.
There
we go.
If you edit. But no, you came back, though. You know you did.
I did.
Not a roundup goes by when we don't have something cool to share from ESPN's The Jump with Rachel Nichols. Here she has none other than Rasheed Wallace on the set to talk about all things Sheed. Let the hilarity ensue.
Welcome to The Jump. I am sitting here with the one and only Mr. Rasheed Wallace and, of course, Steven Jackson, 2003 NBA champ, 2004 NBA champ, just saying. It is time now to play one of our favorite games, What Were You Thinking? And no one better to play it with than Sheed. All right, Stack, you're going to help me out here. First up, Sheed, what were you thinking when you were ejected for looking at a referee?
I got you. You know, everything that I was saying was true. I got you. You're so focused on me, well, running up and down the court, that you're not even calling the game.
That's Ron, and your eyes is, he know everything you're saying by just looking at
him. Oh, yeah.
Y'all done had many conversations.
Yeah, for sure. Pleasantries.
Oh, my Lord. More than that. All right, next up, and this is where it gets more interesting. What were you thinking when you played the one game with the Atlanta Hawks and Steven Jackson was on that team?
Ooh, I was excited. You know, Jason Terry was there, Jack was there. We had a pretty good team. Mm-hmm. And as I mentioned the other day, hey, look, we know we can't make the playoffs, but we're going to mess it up for everybody.
You were their leading scorer in the one game you played. You were the leading scorer.
Oh, it was fun.
Did you have any idea you were about to be turned around and dealt again?
Not at all.
I didn't care if it was just one game, you know. I had played with Tim Duncan, mm-hmm. you know, and if I had that feeling for one game to play Rasheed Wallace, I wanted it, and I enjoyed that one game. I wish we could have played the rest of the season together,
for
but,
real.
You know, we was boys before that, so being able to play with your brother, it was a good experience, that one game.
What was it like, though, when you heard, oh, wait, no, he's going to Detroit?
Oh, no, actually, we were in the bar in Miami, and we saw it on the screen. We saw it on the screen. Rasheed Wallace has been traded. Yes, and we were
that's
together.
That's how you found out?
That's how we found
and
out.
And then, like,
then I got
we
the call.
We were lit, too. We were lit.
He's like...
He's like, dang, hey, give me another one.
Right, oh. I was going to say.
Yeah, give us another one.
Grown adults, it's legal, so you know, yeah. You do what you got to do. All right, next up, and this I've been waiting to ask, maybe my whole career. Rasheed Wallace, what were you thinking when you said both teams played hard? Let's listen first.
Both teams play hard, my man.
Rasheed, do you think it was a good game? Do you think both teams play hard?
Both teams play hard. Both teams play hard. Both teams play hard. God bless and good night.
See, you know, I tried to be nice there at the end. I took a little bit from Russell Simmons there, you know, gave him the God bless and good night, wished him the pleasantries, you know. But it came from my battles with the media when I was out there in Portland. Mm-hmm. You know, it was a lot of things being said about us that wasn't true. So it was my thing. If I said something, I got fined.
Right.
Didn't say nothing, I got fined. So I just came up with that. Like, look, both teams did play hard, though. It was the truth.
Can't fault them for that. I mean, you know, a lot of times you don't want to be up there, especially after losses, you know. And sometimes, you know, people ask dumb questions. You know what I mean?
Not me.
No, never. Oh, you're perfect. What I'm saying is some people, they do ask questions about the game and stuff that make no sense or have nothing to do with the game. And they ask you at the wrong time because there's certain guys that actually care about losing. Yeah. Now, if you don't want somebody to come back at you, then bring somebody on the stand who don't care about the game. But guys like us, we care about losing and we wear our emotions on our sleeve. So it happens like that sometimes.
For real.
All right. So this is my deep journalistic question then for you, not being one of those kinds of reporters. Rasheed Wallace, has the ball ever lied?
Negative.
Never lie. Ball never lie.
Did you know that was going to become something that would carry not just through after your career, but across sports?
No, I didn't. And it killed me the other day, and I got about 10, 12 people that had called me and texted me real quick when Tony Romo had mentioned it in the
football game.
Yep. I was like, oh, man. But I never thought it would take off like it did.
Well, look, that he mentioned it because there was a missed field goal after a call that went not the way most people thought it should have gone. And so, hey, ball don't lie. There you go.
Each All-Star Weekend features a State of the NBA address from the commissioner, Adam Silver. Here he speaks about growing the league in Africa, Europe, and beyond.
One of the reasons London's continued to be so important is it appears to be, in many ways, a hub for us in Europe, that it's easily accessible, as we know, for people from throughout Europe who enjoy traveling here for events. This particular facility, the O2 Arena, the last I looked, I think it was the highest grossing arena in the world. They and AEG do a fantastic job hosting major league events, so that's made it very easy for us to, in a very turnkey fashion, to come in and play these games here. But also, in response to the earlier question, we are looking at other markets. We recognize that Europe is a huge market, that there's enormous interest, and in many of the other European markets have a stronger basketball affinity even than they do here in England. So it's been a marriage in part of convenience, but it's been very successful for both parties. And once again here, when we announced this game and put tickets on sale, they sold out in less than an hour. So there's no issue whatsoever in terms of demand, but we recognize we do want to be in a position of bringing NBA games to other countries and cities in Europe, and that's something we're very focused on.
Finally, the Oscars took place Sunday, and presenter Samuel Jackson got a little ribbing in on his friend Spike Lee.
First of all, Spike, so glad you're sitting down. After 18 consecutive home losses, the Knicks won tonight. I repeat, the Knicks won tonight, defeating San Antonio 130-118.
And now to get back on script.
That'll do it for the Roundup. I'm RC Davis.